Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says other states should respond if Texas Republicans redraw their congressional maps this year. WBEZ's Alex Degman reports.
The maps outlining political districts are typically redrawn every 10 years, but Texas lawmakers are considering a plan to redraw them earlier. It's a request from President Trump to try protecting GOP seats in next year's midterm election. Pritzker says other states need to warn Texas against allowing that type of influence.
I think cheating the way the president wants to is improper. We all ought to stand up against it. People ought to be outraged.
Pritzker says other Democrat-led states could also redraw their maps. He thinks Democrats would retake Congress if they did, but he stopped short of saying whether Illinois should do that. I'm Alex Degman.
Quad City area Congressman Eric Sorensen is calling for an investigation into the government's response to the floods in Texas that killed more than 130 people this month.
I do have questions as to how there was such a gap between the dire reports that they were giving out and then those folks, and especially those children who died. Why didn't it make it to them?
The Moline Democrat says he wants to know if staffing shortages, stalled forecasting improvements, or a lack of flood preparedness may have contributed to the deaths. Sorensen says he's working on legislation to create a board to investigate federal response to weather disasters. He says it would be similar to the board that investigates plane crashes. A predecessor of Congressman Sorensen is being honored with a stretch of I-74 in Moline. The Illinois legislature has approved a resolution dedicating I-74 from 4th Avenue to I-280 as the Representative Lane Evans Memorial Highway. Illinois State Senator Mike Halpin and others praised the late congressman at a dedication ceremony on Tuesday.
Lane's ability to inspire others shouldn't die simply because he is gone. And if these signs on this highway bring even just one person along to find that inspiration, it will have been worth it.
Lane Evans represented Illinois' 17th congressional district from 1982 to 2007. He became known for his work with veterans, highlighting issues such as PTSD and soldiers' toxic exposure to Agent Orange. Lane died in 2014. Iowa health officials have confirmed the 8th case of measles in the state this year. The individual is a vaccinated adult in western Iowa who had no known link to any previous measles cases in the state and had not recently traveled outside of Iowa. The state confirmed its first case of measles since 2019 in May. Several have been found since then in eastern Iowa. It comes as the country is experiencing an outbreak of the highly contagious virus. An outbreak in southern Illinois infected at least 8 people in April and May. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed more than 1,300 cases nationwide. A soil conservation program has lost nearly half of its state funding in Illinois, as Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports that could create more dust in the region.
Each state has a system of soil and water conservation districts that work to slow down soil erosion and promote conservation. In Illinois, lawmakers have cut about $5 million from the program in the past 2 years. Now layoffs are likely, says Elliot Clay, the executive director of the Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts. He says the cuts could spell disaster for farmers and lead to more dust storms, like the one that swept over northern Illinois in May.
That is a direct result of poor soil health. That soil, I mean, that is Illinois' livelihood literally flying in the breeze, and it wound up in Chicago. And I thought that that was going to be a big wake-up call for legislators.
Clay says federal threats to conservation are exacerbating the issue. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Augustana College has been selected to host an NCAA wrestling championship in 2028. The Rock Island School announced on Tuesday that it will organize the Division III men's wrestling tournament at the Vibrant Arena in Moline. The sporting event is estimated to generate nearly $1 million in direct economic impact for the Quad Cities. It will be the fourth time Augustana College has hosted the wrestling tournament. This is WVIK News.